We begin the current daf, Masechet Tzvachim, daf Kuf Dal. Begin on the second line down at the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion with the previous daf, and that is we had a contradiction between our last two Mishnayos, which the Gemara calls the Reish and the Sefer, which seemingly the previous Mishnah made it sound like that the halacha permitting the Ur to the Kahanim is going to be contingent on the time of the Zrika. Basically, if the Zrika's Adam was done appropriately with Bekashas, which is then that permits the meat, then it's going to be permitted for the Ur, for the high to go to the Kahanim, which is part of the Kahanic gifts. However, the next Mishnah made it sound like it's contingent not on the time of the Zrika, but rather on if the skin was separate or not. If the skin was taken off, then the hide goes to the Kahanim. If not, then it does not. That the Gemara said, where it sounds like that these two Mishnayos are going like two different opinions, which is either like Rebbe or like Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon. And then Abaye and Rava said no, and the Gemara went through to show how each one of these Amaram show that you could say that both Mishnayos are like both Tanoim by amending the understanding of the Mishnayos. But that's why Gemara continues and says, my Rebbe and my Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon, what are these two Tanoic opinions that were being discussed, which we said seemingly each mission is like one of them, which again, the Amaram went through to show how you could say that each mission is like either one like them, and not like to say one's like one and one's like the other. So what are these two different opinions? So this is Gemara Detalik Lenda Braisa. Rebbe, I mean, he says, Hadam meratza la'or bifnei atzmai. The blood could provide appeasement and provide willingness to permit the hide, even if it's by itself, meaning if the hide was skinned and the meat was invalidated even before the blood was thrown, and the blood was thrown, the hide is going to be permitted to the Kahanim, which again, that was what seemingly was like the last Mishnah, what we call the Sefer. Because Rebbe holds that the hide does not become invalidated unless if it's with the meat itself. But if it was taken off and it was separate before the meat became invalidated, even if the invalidation was before the blood was thrown, still when the blood is thrown, although it's not going to be permitting the meat because the meat's already pasul, but it will permit the hide. Now, for sure, if the invalidation happened of the meat after it was skinned and after the blood was thrown, then for sure the hide's going to be permitted. Now, however, says Rebbe, ukashuhuim abasar, but if it's with the meat, then noilad by psul, then if there's an invalidating factor, meaning before the skin was taken off, then bein koidim zrika, then whether if it's before the blood was thrown, bein la'achas zrika, even if the blood was already thrown, the skin is going to have the same halacha according to Rebbe as the meat, and even though the blood was already thrown, it's still going to be possible because the meat that it's connected to is possible, albeit even after the zrikas adam, so to the R. So we see that according to Rebbe, the primary factor is regarding the skin, if it was skinned or not, which again was the simple translation of our last Mishnah, of this what we call the Sefer. And then the Gemara went through to show how you could even say that in the previous Mishnah, because generally the Zrikas Adam is usually before the skin is taken off. Now, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, I mean, he disagrees. He says, no. Ein hadam aratza lo'or bifnei atzmai. The blood does not provide appeasement for the skin by itself. And that is, if the meat became pasul, let's say, before the Zrikas Adam, so then the blood only works to provide appeasement for the carbon. There's no meat, there's nothing to talk about. And therefore, it's not going to do anything for the hide itself, which again is seemingly like the first Mishnah, what we call the Reisha, the one before our last Mishnah, which was saying that idea that it's totally if Bishas Zrikas Adam. Now, Ukeshuim Abasar, but if the hide is with the meat, then it depends. Where, again, it's not like Rebbe that says that if it's in the meat, then that's going to be the defining criteria. No. Noile by Psul Koidim Zrika, if the invalidation happened before the blood was thrown, so then Harehu Koyetzabai, then it has the same thing again, because anyway, the blood's not going to do anything if there's no meat, even if the hide's by itself. But Achaz Zrika, but if, let's say, the invalidation and the meat happened after the blood was thrown, then Hurtza Basar Sha'achaz, then you had a permissibility for one moment for the meat, because it wasn't pasul yet after the blood was thrown. So then, even though it's connected to the meat, when the meat became pasul, still, yafshiten nevar lekan, you could skin it, and the hide will go to the kan, because he holds it's the blood that was being thrown that permits the contingency of the hide being given to the kan. But again, if the meat became pasul before the blood was thrown, then the hide's not going to be permitted, even if it was skinned before it became invalidated. It doesn't make a difference. According to him, the primary criterion is not if it was skinned or not, if it was by itself or with the meat, like Rebbe held, but rather in the Zrikas Adam, if the blood was thrown permissibly, the meat wasn't pasul yet, then the hide will be permitted no matter what state it's in, if it's on the meat or it's not. So those were the two opinions that we had mentioned regarding the interpretation of our previous two Mishnayos. Now, that the Gemara continues on this Machlokes, Lema b'Rebbe Elazar v'Rebbe Yishu k'miflagi. Let's say this machleik is Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon is the same machleik as that we find in a different context in Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Yishua. Like we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa quotes a pasuk in Devarim. V'asisa oile secha abas abadam. You should do your karbanas oile, the meat, the blood. There's different activities, malachas, avaydas that have to be done with different parts of the animal. Now Rebbe Yishua, I mean, he learns from this pasuk that it says you should do your oile, the meat and the blood. Sounds like that they're both dependent on each other. And that is, imein dam, ein basar. If there's no blood to be thrown, then there's no permissibility of the meat. Imein basar, if there's no permissible meat, for example, let's say the meat became tameh or got lost, then ein dam. Then the blood is not going to be permitting the carbon because it has to have meat for the blood that's, because dam is a matter, it's what permits the meat and the imum to be sacrificed and to be consumed. If there's no meat, then the blood's not doing anything. It's not going to provide appeasement for the person who's bringing the carbon. Rabbi Eliezer, I mean, he disagrees. He says, no, dam afa pishayim basa. No, the blood could work on the carbon even if there's no meat. Shenema, because he brings a different pasuk that says, that in that pasuk where it says, v'dam zebechech yishafech, the blood of the carbon you should spill, which sounds like that it works independently, not just if habasa v'adam. Even if there's no basar, the dam will still work. So then the im came, but if that's the case, then matam olema v'asisa yilasech v'abasa v'adam. So then what do we do with the other part of the pasuk that says that you should do the oila, the meat and the blood? It sounds like we are comparing the two of them. And that says, Rabbi Eliezer, that's lemecha, that's coming to tell you a different halacha. It's coming to teach you to compare them that ma dam bezrika, just like bar karban oila, when the kain is standing on the ground, he throws the blood from a vessel, like the pasuk says, vezarko, you throw it, av basar bezrika, also the meat of the carbon, you throw it. What does that mean? And that says, Rabbi Eliezer, halamadita, this comes to teach you, sherevach yesh bin kevesh lemezbech, because it was a gap between the ramp that led up to the top of the altar and the mizbeach, and because of that space, the limbs of the carbon had to be thrown from the ramp over that space, onto the fire, and that's what is comparing the meat and the blood. But not that you have to have meat to throw the blood. No, the blood could work independently even if there's no meat. The comparison is just regards to the halacha of throwing, just like you throw the blood through, you throw the meat. So that's their machlekes, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Says the Gemara, Lema, let's say this is the same machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. Mandamahur, it's according to Rebbe who held that the blood could provide appeasement for the hide. After that, the blood, even though the meat became pasul already, meaning, and it's just going to provide ritzui when you're throwing the blood only on the ur, that's Rebbe Eliezer. That's like, Rebbe's like Rebbe Eliezer, who says that dam afa pishayim basar, that yeah, you can throw the blood even though there's no meat. The blood will work. What do you mean work? Working for what? It could work. It could provide ritzu for the carbon. So if the blood's working, so then it also deactivates the hide and then transfers it to the kahan. Whereas a man dam aloyuhur to a contra blaz Rebbe Shimon, who says that no, that if there's no meat, then you can't go ahead. If the meat became pasul before the blood was thrown, then it's not going to permit the hide to the kahanim. That's Rebbe Yeshua. That's like Rebbe Yeshua says, no, there has to be meat to have the Zrikas Adam work. And there's no meat. If the meat became pasul, so then the Zrikas Adam is not going to work, and therefore it's not going to permit the hide for the kahanim. So seemingly, this is the same machlekes. And that says the Gemara, no. The halacha of Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, who says that the Zrikas Adam will not be meratza just for the hide itself, that for sure is going to be contingent on the machlokes, because obviously he's going to agree that Aliba the Rebbe Eliezer, he's going to say that of course Rebbe Eliezer cannot hold like me. Why? Because Rebbe Eliezer said clearly you could throw the blood even initially, even if there's no meat. For example, if let's say the meat got lost or got burned, obviously he holds that it is a valid Zrika, which is not like Rebbe Eliezer Rebbe Shimon, who he said that, no, the Zrika will not be matter the ur. Why not? You don't need any meat. So obviously, according to Rebbe Eliezer, Kuli Amali Pligi, no one's going to disagree that it's not like Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, and that it's only like Rebbe. But Ki Pligi Aliba Rebbe Yeshua. But when do they disagree? That's like Rebbe Yeshua. In other words, that you wanted to say, that the one who holds that it's Meratza, that's like Rebbe Eliezer, and not like Rebbe Yeshua, meaning Rebbe, and that says the Gemara, no, that's not necessarily so. I mean, you cannot necessarily say that their machlekes is the same machlekes. You're right. According to Rebbe Eliezer, for sure, that it will be polarized in that way, that, yeah, Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon cannot be like Rebbe Eliezer. But we want to say that this that you wanted to say that Rebbe is like Rebbe Eliezer, not like Rebbe Yeshua, and that says the Gemara, no, it's not necessarily the case. Because you could even say that Rebbe's halacha is even like Rebbe Yeshua, as the Gemara explains. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon is clearly on the same pattern like Rabbi Yeshua, who says, main basar ain't out, there's no basar, you can't throw the blood. So that's the same like Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, who says, if the meat became basal and you didn't throw the blood yet, when you're throwing the blood, it's not going to provide ritza for the ur, for the kahanim, because there's no meat. That's clear. But you could still say, according to Rebbe, who says that no, the throwing of the blood could work just for the hide itself, he could tell you that I could even be like Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Ad kan like come Rabbi Yeshua hasama. Until now, where do we find Rabbi Yeshua's halacha, where he says, im basar ein dam, if there's no meat, that's it, you can't, the dam's not going to be effective. That's ela bibasar, that was in regards to the meat, meaning in regards to the qualification of the carbon working for the obligation of the owner. It's regards to there that he says, no basar, no dam, because delekab seid lekahanim. That's not a loss for the kahanim. The Torah says, habasar v'adam, okay, you got to have the basar to have the dam working. That's what he says, okay, no basar, no dam. Aval or, in regards to the discussion of our Gemara, says Rebbe, what I'm disagreeing with Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, in regards to the hides, the ikab seid lekahanim, if you're going to invalidate it, then what's going to happen is, it's not just going to be that the carbon doesn't work for the owners, it's going to be a loss for the kahanim, that they're not going to get their matnas kuna of the ur. And that says, Rebbe, I feel like Rabbi Yeshua might, that even Rabbi Yeshua would agree that we're not going to create a loss inappropriately for the kahanim. Now, as Rashi explains, even though the halacha is, if the meat gets burnt or gets lost before the blood is thrown, the halacha clearly is, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that you do not throw the blood, and we say that there's no loss for the kahanim because the carbon wasn't brought yet. But the halacha, what Rebbe's coming to say is, but if the kahanim go inappropriately and they go and throw the blood, that's what he's saying. Even Rabbi Yeshua would agree that that would be a zrikas hadam to permit the hide, even though it's not going to work to be considered effective for the carbon for the owner. It's still considered a hakrava, and therefore it will qualify for the, what the pasuk says, that ur ha'ila asher hikriv, the heart of the oila which was sacrificed, it is going to be considered on some level a sacrifice to say that the ur ha'ila goes to the kahanim, says Rebbe, because midi havadi yavid, just like you find a similar parallel in Rabbi Yeshua himself in regards to after the fact, in the meat, it's in for the carbon itself, not for the ur the kahanim. The tanan, which is actually like we learned in a brisa, nitma basar, the meat became tamei, or nifsal became invalidated, or shiatzal chutz l'kloim, or went out of the area, the perimeter, the curtains where it's allowed to be, which are invalidating factors in the meat. So Belezaim, he says, Yizrik, you throw the blood, because like we said, he doesn't care about the basar. You have the damza b'chachi yishapir, you can throw the blood even if there's no meat. Rabbi Shuam, as we quoted before, he says, la Yizrik, not throw it, and main basar in dam. But says the Brice, and this is what Rebbe's drawing his basis from, Umayd Rabbi Yeshua, Shim Zarak Hurtza. But if you did throw after the fact, then it will be Meratza, the carbon. Now, that Rashi explains what Rebbe's proof is. Regarding the case that was discussed in the Brice, regarding, let's say, when the meat became tummy, so you could say, fine, we understand why the Zrikas Adam will work after the fact, because the tzitz is meratza, the forehead plate that the Kohen Gadol wears on his forehead works for the halachas of tumah. But one of the cases mentioned was if the meat went out of the perimeter where it's allowed to be, that the tzitz is not meratza for. And still, Rabbi Yeshua says, im zara kurtza, if he threw the blood, it will provide ritzi. Obviously, because Rabbi Yeshua was lenient somewhat in his interpretation, his exposition of im basar ein dam. He said, it's not absolute. If there's no meat, there's no blood. Because you see that he says that if it was thrown, it will provide ritzi, even though there's no meat, even though it was invalidated. So therefore, it says Rebbe, the same thing would be if the meat got lost or got burned too, even though in that case, if there's no meat at all, Rebbe would hold, as the Gemara says, Rabbi Shu would hold, as we the Gemara says, Psachma and Chesma Beis, that even after the fact it's going to be puzzle, so it's not going to be Miratza on the carbon, but regarding the hide, the ur, he will agree that it is considered on some level, even if there's no basar, there's still considered on some level dam, for like we see in after the fact, and therefore it also will work at least, even though not for the carbon in the case of when it's lost or burnt, but it will, in contrast to the case of when it's just tummy or when it has a different soul like yaitze, but it will work at least for the ur going to the kahanim. And therefore, says the Gemara, that we don't have to say machlek is Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar ben Yeshua is the same machlek as Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yeshua. Rather, you could say that, although, yes, Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon cannot be like Rebbe Eliezer, but Rebbe could say his opinion, not only like Rebbe Elazar, but even like Rebbe Yeshua, as he says, because he's differentiating, it's not 100% imein basar ein dam, as we find by the loch of B'di Yevid. So too, in regards to the case of even when that B'di Yevid is not kosher as a carbon, which in the case of when it's Nisraf Neved, it will work at least on the level of permitting the high to Ganim, like which was Rebbe's opinion in his Machlekes, which Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. Now the Gemara continues with the next sentence in our Mishnah, which was following on the halacha that the Mishnah had opened up with that we were discussing, which the simple interpretation, the translation sounds like the opinion of Rebbe, which was any carbon that had the meat became pasul. If something became pasul before the skin was taken off, then the skin does not go to the kohen, rather it's part of the meat and it gets burnt. But as any carbon that's pasul. But if the skin was already taken off and only then it became pasul, then we're saying the kohen, then if the hide is independent, then it does not become invalidated with the rest of the carbon. Rather, that goes to the kohen. On that, the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Amar b'chanina zegana kohen v'chulu. He's the attendant of the kohen. He says that, yeah, miyamai le'risi, says, in my days, I never saw the hide being taken out le'beis ha'sreifa, which simply what that means to say is by itself. Because if the carbon became pasul, if the hide is on it, fine, it'll be burnt. But a hide by itself does not get invalidated with the rest of the carbon. And therefore he says, yeah, I never saw it being burnt by itself because manafshach, if it's possible, it's going to be with the meat. If it's not, then it's not going to be possible. And that is the Gemara v'loy, why he never saw the hide of a carbon being burnt on the beis hadeshen. But harei par manastrafim mesir manastrafim, you have special carbonas, the he-goat and the bull that are certain carbonas that are brought in the heichel, that the whole carbon is burnt, including the hide. How could he say he never saw the hide being burnt on the beis hadeshen? Says the Gemara, no, the mitzvahs on lekarmina. We weren't talking about when they're done according to their mitzvah. These parma nesrafim and sirma nesrafim, that's how the Torah says you should do. They're supposed to be burnt like that. B'chanina was going in halacha the Mishnah, which is talking about if they get burnt because of an invalidation. And that he says, I never saw the hide by itself being burnt. And that is the Gemara, b'harei koidim hefshet b'koidim zrika. But you have the case of, let's say, when the carbon comes possible before the blood is thrown and before the skin is taken off, where both according to Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon that we said before, it's going to be burnt. According to Rebbe, because he said the primary criterion is if it was skinned or not, and if it's not skinned, it's going to be burnt. And according to Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, the reason is because of the zrikas adam, and if the dam wasn't thrown yet, then even if it's not connected to the meat, it's going to be burnt. So how could he say he never saw a case of the hide being burnt, beis hadeshen, meaning being burnt, because you just give it to the kohanim, but if it got pasul before it was skinned and before the blood was thrown, according to everyone, it's going to be burnt. And that says the Gemara, no, cholet kamina. We were talking about a case, he said, I never saw the hide that was skinned from the carbon that should be taken out to be burnt, beis hadeshen, because when it became pasul before it was skinned, so then the hide is being burnt with the meat itself, and then you're not going to skin it and burn like that. It's regarding that halacha that he said, I never saw the hide being burnt by itself. And that is the Gemara, but v'ikah achar hefshet b'kaidim zrika. But you have the case of, even if it was skinned, but before the blood was thrown, l'Reb Elazar Rebbe Shimon, according to Reb Elazar Rebbe Shimon that we quoted before, the Amar ina damarata lo'ir b'fnei atzma, he says that the hide is not provided for atonement just by the blood itself if there's no meat. And therefore, according to Reb Elazar Rebbe Shimon, you have a case of where the hide was skinned already, and yet it's going to be burnt because the blood wasn't thrown, which was like the simple translation of the Mishnah before, our last Mishnah, which primary criterion is when the Zrikas Adam is. There, you should have a case of the hide being burnt by itself. And that says the Gemara, either Reb Chanina ker Rebbe Svirle. No, Reb Chanina was like Rebbe, who says that the blood is Maratza on the Ar. And again, therefore, even in that case, if it was before the blood was thrown, but if it was already skinned, it was already taken off, then you're not going to burn it. And therefore, again, he never saw such a thing in his lifetime. Or if you want, you could say, Afila took me, you could even say that Reb Chanina is Reb Elazar b'Reb Shimon. Now, but then the question was, but then again, you have the case that we described before. If let's say the carbon became pasul even after the hide was taken off, but before the blood was thrown, then he says that the hide also has to be burned. And that says the Gemara, no, it never happened in his days. And that's what he was saying, that it's highly uncommon, because even according to Rebbe, who says that the dam is meratza for the hide by itself, says the Gemara, Maida Rebbe. Rebbe agrees, she'ein hefshet koidim zrika, where it's not normal to have it skinned before the blood is thrown. And for sure, according to Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, that if you skin it, it's still going to become pasul if it became pasul before the zrikas adam, because he holds the primary criterion of the zrikas adam. So then, for sure, it's not a normal thing for that to have happened. Meaning, we explained in the previous daf, even according to Rebbe, who says that the primary thing is if it was skinned or not, We explained, as in one of the interpretations to say how is even the previous Mishnah, not the last one, the one before that, is because it's not usually skin, because we don't want to wait, we don't want the blood to coagulate, so we generally can have the Zrikas Adam before before it's skinned or not. So he said, even according to Rebbe, Hefshet's not usually before Zrika. But for sure, according to Elizabeth Shimon, who, even if you skin it, it can become possible because the primary is contingent on the Zrikas Adam, for sure it's not common. It never makes sense where he says, yeah, of course you could have that case if it was skinned and before the Zrikas Adam, that then you would find the Argus Lebesa Sveva. But it's not normal. That's not customary, because for sure they'll throw the blood first, even according to Rebbe, for sure according to Elizabeth Shimon, and that's why he just never saw such a thing. But I'm asking Gemara, but why? Hey, you could have a case of where they didn't find the fact that the animal had a mortal defect in its intestines until the animal was slaughtered and already skinned. And this invalidation was really before the animal's blood, before the blood was thrown or before it was skinned. Because that's the Gemara's assumption right now, that both according to Rebbe and Rebbe Lazar, then you're going to burn it, as we said, because according to Rebbe, the invalidation was before it was skinned. According to Blaza, it was before the blood was thrown. Now, you just didn't know about it, but it was there. But therefore, you could have a case of when the skin is separate. In other words, it should be something that should be common, where you're going to chance upon animals that have a moral defect. And Rebbe Chanin should have seen once in his lifetime that a hide being taken out by itself should be burned al beis hasreifa, on the beis hadeshen, because it was already possible, both according to Rebbe and according to Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon, before the Zrikas Adam and before it was skinned. And that says the Gemara, no, Ksavar Nimtzis Treifa Bivnei Ma'ayim, he holds that if, let's say, they found that the animal was a treifa in its intestines, but since the invalidation was not recognizable before it was skinned according to Rebbe and before the blood was flown according to Rebbe Elazar, so Meratzet actually will provide Ritzi on the hide, and the halacha is going to be that, yes, the meat's going to be burnt like other pasul or karbanis, but actually the hide will go to the Kehanim, because it was not discovered until after the blood was thrown and the hide was already skinned off. It says the Gemara Deikanami. A precise reading of our Mishnah indicates this, because the Ketani, because our Mishnah says, after it quotes the statement of Rechamnin Skanakanim, on Rebbe Kiva, he says, Midvar v'lamanu, from the words of Rechamnin Skanakanim, we learn, if someone skins one of the karbanos, a bechor, a firstborn animal, and you find afterwards that it's a treifa, that the kan could go ahead and have benefit from the hide. Obviously, you see, like we just interpreted, where that case would not be a valid way of showing that the hide will be yetzel beis, because actually it's not going to be, even though the invalidation was there before, but since you didn't discover it till after those mile markers of Zrikas Adam according to one interpretation, or the Hafshat Asar according to the other one, it's actually going to be permitted for the Kanam. Now, that is the Gemara, then Ve'ela Ma'kamashim on Rabbi Kiva. Then what exactly is Rabbi Kiva teaching us, since you just said that that's what Rabbi Chanina is actually telling us, by other Kachim it's going to be Meratza, because even though it was already there before, but you didn't discover till afterwards, so what is Rabbi Kiva teaching us specifically when he's saying this halacha is regarding Bechor? That says the Gemara, Hakamash wonder, but Kiva is adding on, is a filibigvulin, that even in outside of the Beis HaMikdash, when you have a Bechor that has a blemish, so it's not brought as a carbon, the halacha is, it's slaughtered in the country, meaning outside of the Beis HaMikdash, for the Kohen who gets it as one of the Kahana gifts, that because it was blemished. Now, but the Torah only permits the Kohen to use it for certain permitted usages, like consuming it, like the pasuk says in the Devarim Tezvah, Bisharecha Techlano, you eat it in your gates. But if, let's say, the animal would die, then actually the hide would be forbidden, and actually would have to be buried. On that, Rabbi Kiva is teaching us, however, if, let's say, it was not recognizable that it was a treif until it was skinned, where then the shechita was already done, and the skin was already taken off, that's the equivalent, says Rabbi Kiva, and that's the chiddush he's adding on to the case of when the blood was thrown in the Beis HaMikdash, like Rabbi Chanina Skana Kan Salocha was inherently telling us, and then you find that it was a treifa after it was skinned, the same thing will apply even for non-carbon, that the same equivalency of slaughtering it and skinning it, and then you discover it's treifa, although generally if you find that if it was dyed, it became in the vela, or similar to halacha treifa, that the hide should be forbidden, but since you only discovered it later, it's going to be permitted. Now, that Mechibar Abba Rabbi Yechon, it says halacha Rabbi Kiva, halacha is like this, halacha Rabbi Kiva. However, but va'af Rabbi Kiva le'omer, but even Rabbi Kiva didn't say this regarding the permissibility of the b'chor bal mum, elish kishetiru mumcho. Only if a professional had permitted it for the kohen as a bal mum, and he said that it's not a carbon, and then they slaughter it, and then they afterwards find out after his skin that it's a treifa, then it's going to be permitted for the kahanim to use. But if it wasn't permitted by a mumcha, then it's not the equivalent as the equivalency of the shechita in the Beis HaMikdash and the hefshet of the zrikas adam, and therefore then it never had that permissibility, then it wouldn't be permitted of the fact that it was a trefer to permit the hide for the kahana. Now, however, says the Gemara, the Vehilcha says actually kedivri chacham. When you find the animal as a trefer, halacha is like the chacham, not like Rebbe Akiva, that it's going to be permitted to hide for the kahana. Rather, basa bikvura, the mead is going to have to be buried, which is like all other karbanas that are outside, where you're not allowed to serve a karban, even those which are psule magdashin, which are not brought as karbanas, but you can't go ahead and take a former karban and give it to dogs, so you have to bury it. It can't be eaten because it's not kosher. And however, you don't burn it, because there's no strefa bakachim only when it's in the azara, and then it became puzzle after the shechita, that's when you burn it in the Beis HaMikdash. But here, it's already a psulia mikdashin, it's a balmum, so then you just bury it. And the hide gets burnt, which Rashi says doesn't know the reason why we should differentiate, why you have to burn the hide in contrast to the meat, which you just bury. Rather, says Rashi, not to have that girsa. He says, rather, the girsa should be just v'alocha kedivrei chacham and nothing more, because he says that these added words in the parentheses are an addition of mistaken students who made an error in the understanding of the halacha of the Rabbanan in our Mishnah. When they said yatzal beis ha-sreifa, because Rashi says that the words of the Rabbanan are not going in the words of Rabbi Kiva, who is talking about this halacha that we just said of Bechor Begvulin, rather it's going to Rabbi Chanina, who's talking about regarding the karbanas that are in the Beis HaMikdash, and then it gets burnt. But regarding the in out of the Beis HaMikdash, then we said nothing gets burnt, they just get buried, and rather, halacha is like the Chacham, that everything gets buried, again, not like Rabbi Kiva, who says that it actually doesn't have to get buried, actually the hide would be permitted to the Kahanim, according to Rabbi Kiva, again, basing his Chiddush on the halacha of Chanin's Kahanim, where even if you have a trefa, nimtza b'nei ma'ayim, but if you only discovered it after the mile markers of the Zrikas Adam and of the Hafshat Tesayre, which is for both opinions of Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon, it will be permitted for the Kahanim to have benefit from it. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing with Parm Hanastraf Mesirim Hanastraf, in contrast to the previous Mishnais that we were discussing regarding the Kahanim shearing the portions of the meat of the Karbanas. These Karbanas, none of it is eaten. Rather, you have these bulls that they're totally burnt, or the higots that are burnt, which are certain karbanas, parkoin mesheach, the parhelm dava. These are certain karbanas that the blood is thrown in the hechel, contrast to most karbanas that only the blood is thrown on the outer mizbeach. These are thrown on the inner mizbeach. So then the halacha says the mission is bezman shein nisraf and kimitzvas, and when they're burnt according to their mitzvah, meaning generally burning is when it's not on the mizbeach, is something because of a psola invalidation. These are, no, they're supposed to be burned out of the machna. So when they're burnt according to appropriateness, so nisraf meves adash, and then they're burnt on the place of where the ashes of the karbanos were all brought to, which is out of the three camps, machna shchina, machna leviyah, machna yisrael, as the Gemara teaches later on in the parak. So, and also mitam begadim, that those are involved in the burning of these karbanos, again, when they're done appropriately, like the pasuk says, those who burn them, their garments become tummy. Now, let's say they're not being burnt according to their mitzvah. Rather, they're being burnt because they became pasled, and then they have to be burnt like every carbon when they become pasled, have to be burnt. Then the strafim mevesa bira, then they get burnt in the place of the bira, which sometimes is in the courtyard, sometimes in the harbai. So the Gemara will explain when we do in which one of those place of the ashes, because there's actually three different places. One is the azar, one's in the harbai, and one is out of the three camps, which in the equivalent in the Beis HaMikdash was out of Yerushalayim. And the inim tam begadim, when they're burning it because it became pasul, then that does not have the halach of the one who's burning it, that his garments become tamid. As it continues, tamid beis, the Mishnah continues, ha'yisayvel and oisay, when they would be burning it according to the mitzvah, meaning doing it when it was done appropriately, so they would carry it, the whole carbon, b'maitis on poles, as is going to be explained later on, which this was to take it out, l'beis ha'sreifa. Now, when they were taking it out, l'beis ha'sreifa, so says the Mishnah, if the first ones, meaning the ones who are carrying in the front of the animal with the poles, those who are on the front part, when they leave first out of the walls of the courtyard, now the later ones who are carrying the end of the sticks, they didn't go out yet. So the halacha is, the first ones who left already the azara, their garments become tamei, because that's already considered they're the ones who are transporting and being involved in its burning. But the later ones, the ones who are in the back of the sticks, their garments did not become tamei until they leave the azara, as the Gemara will explain the reason for this halacha. Now, yatsu, if they both leave, they're all out of Azara, then Eilav Eilav Matam Begadim, then both of all of their garments will become Tamei. Reb Shimon, he disagrees, says, Einan Mitamin, no, the garments will not become Tamei, Ache Yutzis Ha'ur Berubon, until the fire takes hold of the majority of that Parma on the Sofim and the Sirma on the Sofim, when most of it is on fire, then those who are involved, their garments are going to become Tamei. Now, Nita Chabasa, but let's say the meat already totally is like burnt up already, it's already decomposed, then Ein HaSayrif, then whoever is involved, we're helping along now in the burning, then it's not going to be Metam Magladim, his garments are not going to become Tamei. Now, however, beforehand, if the burning was not totally burnt up yet, then whoever does assist at the time of the burning, his garments will become Tamei, as the Gemara will explain. So the Gemara explains, it clarifies, my Bira, when we said that if it became pasul, then you don't burn it on, that's what, out of the three machnas, rather than you burn it al beis habira, these parm that became pasul, what's bira? So Amar Abba B'chan Amar B'yechan, he says, Mokum yesh b'har b'ayis, so bira shmai, there was a place on the Temple Mount, which is what the Beis HaMikdash is built on, that there was a place over there that was called bira. And that's where they would burn it. Rish Lakash Shammai, he says, no, kol habayis kule kar bira, the whole Beis HaMikdash was called bira. Meaning, by the Beis HaMikdash, that's where it was burnt. Shlema, like it says, a pasuk in Divrei Yom Aleph, Habira Asher Chinoisi. This was David HaMelech who was saying this pasuk in Divrei Yomim, that he says that the Beis HaMikdash, which I prepared, the place, which was this Garin Aravna, which is to build over there, which you see this idea that he calls the whole Beis HaMikdash Biru. Now, Amram Nachman, Amar Abba Arvua, like we alluded already in the Mishnah, Shleisha Beis HaDashanenhen. There are three places of where these ashes, where they would burn the karbanas. You have Beis HaDeshen Gadol HaYibazor. You have the big place of where the ashes were in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Shasham Sarfen Psulei Kodshe HaKodshim, where they would burn those karbanas, the higher level karbanas, which became invalidated, where the perimeter of where they would always remain is in the courtyard. So when they became pasul, that's where you burnt it in the courtyard. And also those invalidated of Ve'emure, the sacrificial parts, even of Kachem Kalam, of the lower level karbanas, since that where the kasher emurin are burnt are in the courtyard, which is on the Mizbeach. So too, when you burn, their invalidated parts, they're going to be burnt in the Azar, as Gemara learns in Psachim, and Daf Chavdal Manav, from Bakaydish Be'esh Tisarif. The holy things are burnt in the fire in the holy area, which is the Azar. And also Upar Manasrafim, Usir Manasrafim, which is the topic of our Mishnah, She'ir Behen Psul Koyd Mizrika, if there was invalidation in those karbanas before the blood was thrown, so then their time of leaving, because generally karbanas stay in the Azar, but these karbanas, the whole karban is taken out, the whole animal, to be burnt out of the three machnas, but that's only after the blood is thrown. Since they became possible before the blood was thrown, they never had an opportune time of yet leaving, so therefore their place is right here, and therefore they get burnt in the Azar. Now, Beis HaDeshen Achar Hoy Bahar Abayis, there was another Beis HaDeshen on the Temple Mount, out of the Azar, Shasham Sarfin Parman HaSofim, Seir Man HaSofim, where they would burn also the Seir Man HaSofim and the Parman HaSofim, She'ir ben psul achar zrike, if the invalidation happened after the blood was thrown. Oh, if the blood was already thrown, it wasn't possible yet, so the time came for it already to leave, so therefore, it's going to be burnt out of the azar. It's not going to be burnt where it always usually burnt, because that's only when it's kosher, commits sasan, but neither does it get burnt in the azar, because it already had a time that it was already able to leave the azar, so it doesn't have to remain over here, rather it's burnt out of the azar on the Temple Mount. Or kmitzvasin, and when it's burnt according to its mitzvah, where no invalidating factor happened to the parma and the strafim, the sirma and strafim, which again, those few select karbanis, which their blood is thrown in the heichal, and therefore all their meat are burnt outside of the Beis HaMikdash, they're burnt chutz l'sholish machnas. Out of the three camps, as the Gemara later on in this parak will explain the source for that halacha. Now, however, Tani Levi, he learns slightly different. He also agrees, Shloisha Beis HaDeshanenhein, that with these three places of ashes. He says, Beis HaDeshan Gadol HaBazar, there was the big one was in the courtyard. Shasham Sarfim Psuli Kacha Kachem, like we said in the first version, where that's where they would burn the invalidated karbanas like Chatas and Oila and Ashim, which are Kacha Kachem. Ve'emur Kachem Kalam, and even the Emurim of, let's say, like a Shlamim, because those are sacrificial parts that always remain in the Azar. However, here is where he differentiates. Upar Manasrafim, Masir Manasrafim, where he says, She'ir Ben Psul, that if it became invalidated, Bein Koid Mizrika, Bein La'ach Hazrika, he says, even if it became possible after the blood was thrown, because since it didn't leave yet, so therefore it's still here, and therefore we're going to burn it over in Azara. Now, he says regarding the second one, which the first version said that's when the Par Manasrafim become possible after the Zrika, which he said stays in the first one here in the Azara, So which one, what is the second one for? He says, Abesa Deshan Acha Hai Bahar Bayas. Then there was a second one on the Temple Mount. Shasham Sarfin Parma Nasaf Mesir Masaf Mashibim Sulbiti Asan, where after they had already left the Azara, then they became Pasul. So then they're not still in the Azara, so you're not going to burn them there. Neither are they Kemetzvasi because they became Pasul. You're not going to burn it out of the three Machnas. That's those which you're going to burn on that second one there in the Harabais. And when they are appropriate, then they're burnt out of the three machlans. So the difference in his version is regarding those that became pasul after they were taken out. In contrast, if it was just achazrika, but it wasn't taken out yet, that he says is in the first one, but it was taken out, then it's burnt in that second one. Now, continuing on this topic of our Mishnah of the parma and the srafim and the sirim and the srafim, the Gemara says, "Bay Rabbi Yirmiyah, lina mahu shatoyel. What's the halacha? Will being left out overnight, beyond the time of when the carbon is allowed to be brought, to be invalidated because of the psul of lina, does that take effect with parma nesrafim ubisirim hanesrafim on these carbonas? What's the question?" So the Gemara explains, "Miyam rinan ki mahani lina." Do we say when does lina take effect to invalidate because it was left out overnight beyond the time of when the carbon is allowed to be brought, which is only that day? That's only bebasur devar achila. That's only regarding to meat which is consumed. Meaning, even the carbon oil, which is totally burnt on the Mizbeach, or the imum, the sacrificial parts, they're also eaten at least by the Mizbeach. But these things, they're burnt. In other words, we don't find the halach of lina only by either the eating of the Mizbeach, like the Pasuk says, Moishchav Gimel, lo yol and chel of chagi, v'gayim yinala leave over the fats of my carbon, or by the eating of a person. Like it says, leisasir memenad baikin, I'll leave over the meat of the carbon until the next day, which beyond its time becomes pasul. But that's by regular carbon where either the meat or the limbs, the sacrificial parts, are being eaten by some body or something, either by the person or by the mizbeach. But these karbanis, they're not eaten at all. Maybe there is no psul of lina. Maybe there's no difference. No, if it's beyond the time of when the carbon is supposed to be done, then it will become pasul because it was left over its designated time. So Amarav, he says, Hamilsi bayli labaya. This question was asked by Abaya. And he resolved it from the following brisa. The brisa says, "V'shavin that Reb Shimon and Chama who disagree in Perek Beis Shammai, which is brought early on Daf Mem Gimel and Aleph, if the halach of pigul applies by chatois apanimius, which is by those karbanas chatos that are brought inside the heichal, which we're discussing, that category parma nesrafim, sirim nesrafim, if machlekes if there's a machshava of pigul, will that make the carbon pigul or not? Is a machlekes Reb Shimon and Chacham." And that says the brisa that they all agree shemchishev ba'achilas parm ubesreifasim. That if, let's say, the kohen thinks about the eating of the meat of the par, or regarding its being burnt, meaning either to eat from the meat of the bull tomorrow, or if he thinks regarding the slaughtering that he wants to have it burnt out of the three machnas, but not today, but rather the following day, shalei asaklum, that he hasn't done anything. Everyone's going to agree it's not going to be pigul. Why? Because the machshava of eating has to be by somebody that's normally eaten. Now, these karbanos are not eaten, like we said, they're burnt. So the machshava of eating of a person is not going to make it into pigul. Now, the same thing is regards to the burning, because even though, generally, the halacha is, regarding burning, you could also have, but that's only the burning of the mizbeach, because we consider that it has to be a type of consumption. Either the mizbeach eats, or person eats to make it pigul. Here, although there's an element of burning, but it's not a burning on the mizbeach. Regular burning is not an eating. So therefore, according to everyone, that's not going to create pigul if he's thinking about eating the meat or burning the meat. Now, according to the opinion who holds that pigul applies, even by chatois apanimius, that would only be in the case of where he thinks regarding the burning of the imurim on the mizbeach to then burn it the next day, which, that's achilas on the mizbeach. So then, okay, it would be applicable. But in this case, everyone would agree that it's not going to have the halacha of pigul. And that says the Gemara wants to say, okay, fine. So at least we see that the halacha of pigul would not apply on the meat of this carbon. But my love, isn't it also, can we not extrapolate that may the machshava loy pasul, the fact that a machshava of leaving it over for the next day, which is what pigul is, will not invalidate in the meat of these karbanas, lina nami loy pasul. So too, when you actually leave over the meat of these karbanas, which are supposed to be burnt, it will also not invalidate, because the assumption the Gemara right now is, because if leaving it over would invalidate, then thinking about leaving it over would also invalidate. I mean, the fact that we see that thinking about leaving it over, which when pigul does not invalidate the meat of the parma nesrafim, so to the actual leaving over will not invalidate. And that says the Gemara, no. V'dimma machshava hu d'lo pasul. No, maybe only the thought of leaving it over will not invalidate, because halacha of pigul does not apply by these things. Avalina pasul, maybe actually leaving it over, the meat of these karbanas will invalidate, and therefore there's no raya. So the Gemara says, Tashma, it's being a different raya, Mishnah Masechtas Me'ilah. The Mishnah says, Par manasrafim usir manasrafim, these karbanis. The halacha is, Mailan behen, they're karbanis, they're kachim, which has halacha me'ila, if someone has benefit from it, it has certain halachas of misappropriation, which certain karbanis and compensation. The halachas of me'ila apply, mishahuk deshu, when they were sanctified, from that point on, the halacha me'ila applies. Now, nishchetu, when it's slaughtered, then it starts a new phase. Hukshru lipasil, so then becomes already vulnerable to become invalidated b'tful yaim. If someone that has this level of tumma of a tful yaim, who immersed himself that day but didn't have sundown, or b'mchusik kippurim, or someone even if he had sundown already but he didn't have the next day of bringing his atonement yen, or balino, or if it's left over. Oh, says the Gemara, we're talking about par manasav, mesim manasav, and you say that the halach of lina applies to it. My love, lina is baser. Isn't it even talking about if the meat was left over, that it will invalidate it? Which answers our question. Says the Gemara, no, we're talking about lina's imurin. We're talking about if the sacrificial parts were left over. Regarding something that's burnt on the mizbeach, that of course lina is going to invalidate. That is a pasuk of lo yol nechilav chagi. Of course the sacrificial parts. We're talking about the meat, which is not eaten, and neither is it burnt on the mizbeach. Rather, it's burnt outside the machnas. That's not clear yet if there is going to be a psul of lina. But in that is the Gemara. How could you say that the Mishnah is talking about lina of a murim, but from the Gitani Sefer? But look at the end of the Mishnah. It's going to be clearly that we're talking about the meat, not the emurim. Mishnah says, Kulan Moilim Behen. So all these karbanas, there's going to still be applying the halach of me'ila on it, the Beis Hadeshen, even when it's on the place of where it gets burnt on the ashes, Ach Yutach HaBasar, until it totally gets decomposed, because as long as the finalization of the mitzvah is not done yet, it's still considered kachem. Once the mitzvah is done, then there's no more me'ila. But it's not totally composed yet, so there's still going to be me'ila. So says the Gemara, some of the Sefer, and the fact that the Sefer is talking about when it talks about me'ila, it's talking about regarding the basar, because it's talking about the meat. Till the meat is totally composed, there's still going to be me'ila. So Reishanami, so then the beginning of the Mishnah also, when it talks about regarding lina, that it's going to be invalidation of these kabanas, is also talking about basar. So you see clearly to answer our question that it's talking about that there is lina by the basar of Parma Nasrafim. So the Gemara, no, midi'iri. Is that a proof? Sefer basar, yeah, the Sefer when it's talking about the halacha of me'ila, is talking about the meat. Reishay murin, the Reisha that's talking about the halacha of lina, was talking about the murin, but there's no raya. So the Gemara says, Tashma, let's make a different rabbi. The Tani Levi, we brought this Braisa before, which was that second version of Levi, which was talking about these three different Beis Hadeshens. So he said that there's a second category of the Beis Hadeshen that was not in the Azara, but was in the Harabais, outside of the Azara, She'ir ben psul b'tziyasin, where you have these Parma Nasrafim and Sirma Nasrafim, which if it became invalidated after they had already left the Azara. So it's not kosher, so it's not done out of the three Machnas, but it's not in the Azara anymore, so you don't do it in the Azara, you're doing the second one. What does it mean it became pasul? Says the Gemara, my love lina, isn't it told that it was left at overnight, the meat, and you see that the meat can become pasul lina? Says the Gemara, no, psul tumah, psul yitzia. No, it's told about if it became pasul because it became tummy after it left Azara, or because it actually had left before the blood was thrown. So it didn't yet get a time of when it's permitted to go out, that when something leaves the perimeter it's allowed to be, it becomes pasul. That's what you could have. And once it's pasul, it's already outside, so you burn it outside already. But not that there's any proof that it became possible because of lina. Now, however, actually, one of these points that we took for granted, the Gemara actually asks it as a question and actually tries to bring a raya from the same Braisa Levi and again rejects it because you could say, not necessarily, you could say the other way. By Rabbi Elazar, he asks, Yitzia mahu shatoyel, what's the halacha if does leaving the perimeter of the Azara take effect to invalidate, if it leaves the Azara before the blood is thrown, bepar manasrafim usir manasrafim, by these karbanas? Which generally a carbon becomes possible if it leaves the perimeter of the claim before the blood is thrown. So the Gemara asks, Maikam and Bailey, what's the question? To the contrary, the Gemara asks, why should it become possible? It's ultimately going to leave anyway. It's supposed to be taken out, so it went up before the blood was thrown. Why should it become possible? On that, in Rabbi Abba, he says that our question was only Alibi Demandam, according to the one who says that the meat of Kachim Kalim, if it leaves the Azar before the blood is thrown, it becomes possible. Why? The meat of Kachim Kalim ultimately is allowed to be taken out. Kachim always has to stay in the Azar. Kachim Kalim is allowed to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So why does it become possible if it left before the blood was thrown? Because Adayin lo higia zman elotzis. Because the time of it leaving didn't yet come. As the Gemara explains, this is in Perikol Tada and Daf Pei Tesa Mabez. So it's going to become possible. Although, yes, if the blood were thrown, you could take it out. But it wasn't yet the time yet, so then it's still a kachim that's not allowed to leave and therefore becomes possible. And that's what our question was. Over here, what would you say? Mir minan hanami lebasa. Do we say that that mandama holds that that's only by, let's say, the meat of kachim kalim? The ain seifu latzis chayva. Because it's not an obligation ever to take it out. You could eat the kashim kalim out of the azar, but it's no obligation. So, but that's only after the green light, when the blood is thrown. Blood wasn't thrown, you took it out. Oh, that's when it's going to become possible. But these karbanas, that is actually an obligation of taking them out of the azar. You have to take them out of all three camps. These parma and the sub and sima safim. Maybe there we would say it's not going to become invalidated if it left even before the blood is thrown. No, hachanami, maybe it's a hero, so lohigiyas manalatsis. It didn't yet come time for it to leave. Although, when it's time, it's going to be an obligation. And if it left before that, it actually will become possible. So the Gemara says, Tashma Tzminga Rai, the Tani Levi from this Brisa Levi that we just brought before. We said that the second base adeshan was She'iru by Psul B'tziyase, that if it was invalidation in the Parma Nasafim, Sir Nasafim, after it already left, so then it's going to become possible. My Lab Psul Yitzi, isn't it talking about that? What do you mean? How did it become possible when it left? And therefore, it's already outside, and you'll burn it outside on the harbais, is because it left, because it's not supposed to leave. Like actually, the Gemara had answered before when the Thor is going to bring a riot to Lina. And that's the Gemara, no. It actually does not become possible by leaving. What does it mean it became possible after it left? It's psul tuma, if it became tame, or psul Lina, or if it was left out overnight. Whereas Rashi explains, the Gemara, each one is rejecting it, saying, no, we could say, when we thought we'll bring a ride to Lina, we'd say, no, it's talking about Yaitse. And when we thought we'll bring a ride to Yaitse, we'll say, no, it could be Lina, and therefore there's no ride from this Braisa of Levi. So Gemara continues with another question of Bayer Balaza, continuing on the topic, according to Rashi, of our Mishnah, which he asked the following question. Par manasrafim usi'ir manasrafim, these same karbanis. Shayatza Rubai Bemiut Aver, where the majority of the carbon already left the Azara. Now, the majority of the animal, that you have one of the limbs, only a minority of that limb left the Azara, which, if you count that minority of that limb, that will complement the animal to make that the majority of it already left. Maho, what's the halacha? Do we say, okay, so we always say Rubik Kukul, if the majority left, then the whole animal left. And therefore, and this is the interpretation of Rashi, so those that are involved, as we said, this halacha in our Mishnah, in taking out the animal, once they, to be burnt, once the majority of the animal went out, we view it as the animal left, and therefore they're going to become, their garments are going to become tummy. Or do we say that no, it's not considered like as if it left? What's the question? Do we say, Hachmi Uta Di Aver, that smaller part, that minority part of that limb, Basar Rubish Adinale? Do we say that it goes based on the majority of the rest of its limb? V'holei nafkele. And therefore, that part of that limb is not considered as if it left. And therefore, you don't have the majority of the animal on the outside. And therefore, regarding making those kahanim's garments tameh, it's not going to become tameh because you need to have that their chutz la-machna out of the first machna, which is the azara, and they didn't leave that because you don't count that minority limb. It goes based on its majority, which is in the inside. Or maybe no basa ruba de behema shadina. No, we view that minority of that limb in the majority of the animal. And the majority of the animal is on the outside, and therefore we view the majority outside, and therefore it will be metame nebegad. So that says the Gemara, no. Pshita de leishavkin and ruba de behema. Can't be. Obviously, we're not going to leave the majority of the animal. Vaslina basa ruba de behema, go after the majority of the limb. And we're going to view it as if the majority of the animal left, and for sure that will be metame nebegad. Ella, rather, the question was, shayatza chatzia. Only half of the bull left. Berayv Aver. Now, there's a majority of one of the limbs that did leave. And you have the minority of that limb that's in the other half of the part that's on the inside. So the question was, Haimiyut de Aver, this minority of the limb that was left inside, as we continue to have of Kofeim and Alf, Basar Rayv Aver Shadinale, do we make it based on the majority of its limb, Vahnafikle? And therefore, we consider that minority of the limb as if it's left. And if it, like it left, so it comes that the majority of the animal is on the outside, and therefore, they will be metame the condom's garments. Idilma basa behemo. Or maybe you say, no, it's based on the animal that it's connected to, and therefore, wherever it is, that's where shadinle, that's where we place it, and therefore, we're going to view it as if it's on the inside, and therefore, we don't see majority of the animal on the outside. Whereas Rashi explains, even though here you don't have a majority, like we said before, to say that you only have half, and you can't say, like we said before, oh, wait a second, we're not going to leave the majority of the animal. Even so, since that limb is not disconnected, We're not going to necessarily say that we view that part of the limb, the minority, part of the majority of the limb, and therefore we're not going to view as if it left with the rest of the majority of its limb, and therefore the bull became tummy. You're actually going to burn it on the inside. We're not going to view it as if it's on the outside. We'll actually view it on the inside. So I think more take a let it stand. It's not clear what the halacha would be in this situation, because even though the majority of the limb is on the outside, ultimately it's still connected to the part of the animal that's on the inside, and therefore only half and half, and therefore we won't view it as if the animal already left. Now, Rabbi Bar of Huna Masnila, he learns this question, which was regards to the majority of the numbers, Begavri. He actually learns it not regards to the animal, but regarding to the people, which is B'mes Askin B'chamisha B'ni Adam. Let's say the five Kahanim involved in taking out the Parman Asravim to be burnt, Chutz L'machna. V'nafku Tlasa, and three Kahanim already left. U'pashlu Trein, there's still two Kahanim inside the Azara, which you can't prove the halacha from our Mishnah, which said whoever's inside is inside, outside is outside, that could be an even number. But let's say the majority of the Kahanim left and the minority are still inside. My, what's the halacha? That the question was, Basariv Misaskin, as we go based on the majority of those involved, and since the majority already left, we view as if they all left and they're all going to be in the time they were gotten them. Or do we go based on the animal, meaning like Taisa explains, do we say that this halacha of basaroi would only apply to the animal, not by the people? And therefore, even though three left, that will go based on the animal. If the majority of the animal did not leave, then we're not going to say that it's going to be metamed begadim or not. Take a let it stand. It's not clear what the halacha would be. Again, in this version of the majority of the peoples, do we go based on them or do we go only based on the majority of animal? And if the majority of people left, it's not going to affect, and those that are still inside will still be considered inside, and they will not be metame their garments. Take or let it stand.